live from Armory Square.
This is Orange Nation with Stephen Fonte and Seth Goldberg.
Stephen, Seth, back with you on a Monday edition of Orange Nation. And we're pleased to be joined right now, as promised, by the offensive coordinator of the Orange, Mike Lynch, joins us, brought to you every week by Kia of East Syracuse. Coach, always good to talk to you. Let's start with this. We had a lot of callers on the show Friday asking us about the offense. You know, through three quarters, not the kind of performance I'm sure you guys wanted. The fourth quarter, things picked up. So take us through that NC State game, and I guess from let's start with the first three quarters and from where you sit, what did not go according to plan for you guys on that side of the ball?
You know, obviously we were searching a little there in the first half. We got to make better decisions. Up front, you know, we had some pressure on our quarterback and some of that was on the O-line. Some of that was on the running backs, and then some of it was on the quarterback too. So, the big thing is, you know, we gotta get the ball out of his hand. We got to protect him, and everybody's involved in that. And then once we got into that third and fourth quarter a little bit later, the tempo was good. He was getting the ball out of his hand. Guys were making plays, and we were protecting him a little bit better until that last drive where we gave up that sack, which obviously we don't want to do that near the end of the game.
You know, Coach, you mentioned late in the game, Tommy getting the ball out a little bit quicker and the tempo picking up. What changed to allow that to happen? What kind of, you know, allowed Tommy to make those decisions a little quicker and move faster?
I think just some of the, I wouldn't say the play calls, because we were going fast earlier. We were just getting off the field fast, unfortunately. I think just the communication that we had on the sideline with those guys, making sure we were all on the same page, calling a little bit more quick game, you know, so it allows him to get the ball out fast.
So it was the first game for Tommy DeVito since, you know, he suffered that undisclosed injury against Holy Cross. And he told us last weekend that, you know, he was good to go, but he was still not 100% and you know, still rehabbing and still trying to work his way back from that injury. So from what you saw, Coach, I guess, assess his performance against NC State. And did you think that the injury limited him at all in any way, shape, or form against the Wolfpack?
You know, I think he threw for near 75%, I believe, and he threw for 300 yards. I think he was out there battling. I mean, you could tell I don't want to make any excuses and say that it slowed him down, because he did throw at a high percentage. He did throw for 300 yards. Obviously he's taken a lot of shots, and it's not easy right now, but I'll tell you what, he is a battler, and he's going to keep fighting. And, you know, everybody gets to second guess the quarterback, but he's going to be really good. And, I remember Jimmy Garoppolo as a freshman and a sophomore when I was at Eastern Illinois, and I loved Jimmy, and we had our struggles with Jimmy too. And then, you know, now look what he's doing. So, you know, we just got to work through this. It's all part of the growth of a young quarterback and trying to help him through this thing. And the thing is, he wants to be coached, and he works hard, and it's very important to him, and he's tough too.
You know, Coach, I'm glad you brought up Tommy's stat line in a way, because it was something we talked about on Friday that, you know, it's interesting to see the stat line given some of the struggles that the offense had. How do you balance those two where, you know, if you look on paper, it looks like Tommy played well, but the offense did have their struggles.
Right. We got to run the ball better. You know, that I think we got to run the ball better and help him out with that, because, you know, you can't be a one-trick pony and expect to be good. We gotta do a better job of establishing the run, so we're a little bit less predictable, and it helps take a little bit of the pressure off of him too, and we can do that.
Talking with Mike Lynch, SU's offensive coordinator, brought to you every week by Kia of East Syracuse. 3-3 right now through six games, and you've got six games left, and you could still get to where you want to go and finish with 7, 8, 9 wins, whatever it may be, and get to a bowl game. But obviously, 3-3, not where most people had you guys right now. So with that being said, how is the psyche of the locker room? How are the players? And how do you think they're doing, you know, as you get ready now for a really important game on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, the good thing is we got a bunch of guys that are tough, that are tough-minded. We got a great group of young men that are going to keep fighting. They know that we can go out and win a bunch of games. And so we're controlling what we can control. You know, we're staying positive, controlling our attitude and our effort. You know, everybody's going to get better. I think we had a really spirited practice yesterday. Those guys were flying around. We ran a lot of plays. We were going fast, and there was a lot of positive energy. So nobody likes to lose, obviously. We want to be better than 3-3, but we got a great group of guys that are working really hard and know that we can do better.
When you look ahead to this Pittsburgh game on Friday night, Coach, what do you see from the Panthers, and how do you see this offense bouncing back?
Yeah, they got first of all, they're a really active defensive line. They play with a four-down front a lot. They'll jump into a three-down front in third-down situations. They're a high-pressure team in third downs. They come from everywhere. They're very physical. They're very tough. They do a good job. They really do. We're going to have to do a good job against them, again, of being able to run the ball and being able to protect Tommy. But that's a very good unit they got on the other side. I mean, they played Penn State really tough, they've created a lot of turnovers. And again, the amount of pressure that they bring, especially on third downs, you got to do a great job in your protections.
I know you as coaches are always getting ready for the next opponent and probably don't have a whole lot of time to be watching, you know, other college football other than the team that you're about to face. But I'm sure you're aware of what's going on in the ACC. There's so much parity and everybody's knocking off everybody else from week to week. And Seth and I were talking in the first segment about how Louisville, you know, goes on the road and beats a Wake Forest team that was ranked in the top 20. I guess just curious to get your thoughts, I guess, about this conference right now and all the parity that exists. And secondly, how much does that help, you know, keep the guys up and looking forward? Because, you know, everybody on your schedule the rest of the way, it's for the most part, it's teams you can beat and it's teams you could lose to. And you got to be engaged week to week because anything can happen in this conference.
Yeah, it's very balanced. It's very balanced. I mean, you look all the way through there's no easy games. They're all difficult. They're all going to be dogfights. There is parity, you know, with Louisville going on the road and doing that against Wake, who's really good. You saw what Duke did to Virginia Tech, and then Pitt beat Duke, and anybody can beat anybody. Obviously, like I said earlier, you got to control your attitude and your effort and how you approach every day, and I don't know if that affects our players and their approach, but it sure does make things interesting in the conference because, I mean, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It's going to be a dogfight.
Talking with Mike Lynch here on ESPN Syracuse. And Coach, one that I really was curious about, you played a Thursday night game and a Friday night game. And I know that, you know, you're no stranger to playing games on non-Saturdays.
Right.
But you did have the bye week going into Thursday and then the Friday right after Thursday. So it's almost like you didn't get a short week. Does that change how you might prepare for those rather than if you did have a short week?
No, I think you take your same approach. You do have a little bit of extra time, which is nice. Obviously, this week we had one day. Now they're coming off a bye week. You still game plan the way you game plan. You know, you have your days where you look at the red zone. You have days where you look at third downs, you know, normal down and distance. That doesn't really change much. Thing is, you can go back through it and make sure it's everything that you want to do. You have a little bit more time to go back and watch more film, which is nice.
Last one for you, Coach, before we get you out of here, is we just kind of look at this game coming up against Pittsburgh, the importance of it. It's a rival, longtime rival. It's a chance to get back above .500. All those things factor into this. The approach, I mean, how important is this game, and is there an extra sense of urgency going into this contest Friday? Or do you look at them all the same as, you know, we hear a lot of coaches say, well, you know, it's the next one, so it's the most important one. Is there an extra sense of urgency with this contest on Friday?
I think they're all, like, don't want to be speaking in cliches. They're all important, you know, and you do. But it is a team from the Northeast, you know, and it is a close team, and there is a great rivalry to go dating back a long ways, and then there's the recruiting, you know, that you go back and forth against them with, and so yeah, it is important, like they're all important, but I don't think you change how you approach it, you know. The guys are going to be fired up regardless. It's going to be a Friday night in the Dome. You know, hope to have a great crowd in there against a team that's right in your backyard. So I think the guys are going to be fired up. There's no doubt.
All right, Coach. Well, listen, best of luck. Thanks so much for coming on today. We always enjoy chatting with you. 7 o'clock kick on Friday night inside the Dome between Syracuse and Pitt. Good luck, Coach. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right, there he is, Mike Lynch, SU's offensive coordinator. And with that, phone lines are now open the rest of the way. 315-437-7644 is the number. If you'd like to get involved, quick break. Back after this on ESPN Radio.